Association, and I'm going to start with Art Association President Amy Jenkins. We'll get to the other two ladies in the room here in just a moment. Amy, thanks for coming in this morning.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having us.
And it was an honor for me to kind of find out about all the things that are going on. I know the association has been busy, among other things, moving a building and moving some other things, but you've got some classes coming up, right?
That's right, we do. We have some ongoing classes and we have some one-time classes. Every week we have a class by Martha Rayburn that meets on Thursdays. It's a watercolor class for beginners. Mm-hmm. And you can just email Martha or email the Bartlesville Art Association. Bartlesville Art Association
at gmail.com.
Pretty easy to remember.
It is. We have an open studio every Wednesday from 1 to 4. We have a guided painting for kids taught by Elaine Wilson on the third Tuesday of each month. So that's today, the 15th.
It is. Painting for kids, something that we all did at one time, and we saw, I think, particularly watercolors as a youngster as this is easy, I can do this. But it's also, when we look at the more professional work by watercolor, it's a totally different viewpoint on it. We look at it and say, this is complicated. This is a mixture of tones and colors, and at least as I kind of look back at it, and I'm by no means a visual artist, but it's a lot more complicated than it looks when you're a youngster.
Yes. It is. It is, but you start young, and you just build, and you get some new techniques along the way, and you just learn. It's life is a learning experience, and so with the children, Elaine has a guided class for them, and she shows them what to paint, and they just follow her directions, and they all turn out with something that they can be proud of.
You know, and the nice thing on any introductory class for any of us, I think there's two things that we have to learn. Number one, this is fun, and number two, I can do this. And after that, the rest of it kind of comes along the way.
That's it in a nutshell. You've got it.
So I want to go back to the move to the Price Tower facilities. First of all, I don't know how much stuff you had to move, but anybody that has ever moved a house, moved their furniture, moved their belongings, you find all these things that all of a sudden need to be taken care of, and I forgot I even had this stuff.
That's right. We had a lot of clutter, and we had some sales and got rid of some things. We had to clear out some things that were already in the space that we were moving into, and just got rid of a lot of stuff that we didn't want anymore to make room for.
On the other hand, I believe you found a lot more square inches or cubic inches to display things, and so you got a great space to use at the Price Tower.
We love our new space. It's in good condition. It's not falling down, and we're so happy to be right next door to the Price Tower. We love working with them. It's in the middle of downtown, and it's a good location for us. So we have a lot more. We have a lot more opportunities, and people see us more.
Well, the voice in the background that you heard, Deirdre Morgan, and Deirdre, thank you for coming in this morning. No, please, the whole idea of having all three of you, because Celeste Clary is also joining us this morning, let's just get all the voices, because I think many,
perfect.
You know, many arts are a symphony of voices, if
perfect.
I use the musical
Absolutely.
Metaphor. A film or a play is a cast of characters, and I'm happy to have all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To tie on to that, you were giving such good descriptions about your part of art, and by no means you say you're an artist, but you know, to be in the BAA, you do not have to be an artist. All you have to be is somebody who loves and wants to promote art and mm-hmm. wants to be around art. That's all you have to do to be in BAA. So you're more than welcome to come and join us. And
yes.
I would also like to add that we made a huge move when we moved from our home of over 60 years to the gracious offering of a new home on what I would call Price Tower campus,
mm-hmm.
because we are we're in the middle of the arts and we're by the Price Tower. I mean, my goodness, that's
yeah.
so exciting. We have And as far as how that gives us a new future, I would just like to say that we have had a long and prosperous history in Bartlesville, thanks to the generations of artists that came before us, like the 9 founding members in 1952, who were all artists and decided they would get together and form something called BAA and then move to Johnstone Park. Mm-hmm. And just to name a few, Jody Kerberger, Jan and Merlin Clark, Jimmy Schmalt, Virginia Sweet, Odie McReynolds, June Florin Pritchard, and I cannot name them all, but countless others who came before and after. And so in our move to Price Tower, we packed up all of those memories and all of that history, along with everything else that we moved, and we moved it into a wonderful place to be, where we are collaboratively working with Price Tower organization in shared mission and shared motives to go forward. We both have the desire to create artistic opportunities and art education, and we're really looking heavily focused on art education in our near future. And so our future as BAA, kind of hidden away in Johnstone Park, has just blossomed in the few months that we've been there.
And I want to just jump in about Johnstone Park, because I know a lot of y'all have just driven by Johnstone Park recently and realized, whoa, where'd that building go? It's gone.
It's a unique building, or it was
It was. And I was an art camp kid there. I went to Girl Scout camp at the Art Center when I was a kid, so I really loved that building, and I hated to see it go. But it had been flooded so many times. It was really in bad condition. And, you know, we wanted to see if it could possibly be saved, but it wasn't. And when the first bulldozer pass came through, I went down there with my dog and I walked around the rubble. And the wood was so soft, it was dust. Mm-hmm. There was nothing there to save. And so seeing it with my own eyes, it made me feel better about it. But the move for us has been amazing. We have so much more space and possibilities with our new space. And our art camp teachers love it, because they're like, well, you know, we come in and there's not bugs
And there's room in this building to have. We've had 2, possibly 3 different groups working individually and at the same time, mm-hmm. because we have so much more space. So art camp was going on in one part of the building. Open studio was going on in another part of the building. We collaboratively worked with Price Tower for architecture camp. At the same time, we were holding drawing classes in the back. So we're so excited.
Well, and 2 of you have mentioned art camp, so I want to at least spend a little bit of time with that, because for Celeste, you pointed that to one of your key experiences that keyed a lifelong interest for you. Am I right on that? That it was that art camp experience that at least in part contributed to who you are today?
Yes. Well, Odie McReynolds was my teacher there. I'm sure a lot of y'all remember Odie. Yeah. And so, you know, it was just an extraordinary experience. She's a really amazing person. And yeah, it just kind of sparked something in me, but unfortunately I didn't follow it. I'm not one of the like big artists here. I just started to draw a few years ago, and I really didn't think I could at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she can.
I was at stick figure stage pretty much, from art camp, I guess. And the great thing is you can learn, you know. We have all sorts of classes for beginners, so we have a lot of fun. So if you're just interested in art, come out, take a look at our website, look at our classes, come to Open Studio. You can bring any craft project you want and just be in the company of other artists and learn. And that's what's amazing is, you know, even, you know, I'm 50 and you can just learn things.
And I was the same way. Amy's our resident. She's been an artist since the day she came out of the womb, probably, and did that for a living. But
we'll give you the first couple of years.
I always wanted to do it, but I had to go through life and get my life over with, so to speak, and retire from teaching before I picked up a brush. And so it's just been for me since 55. So I've just been 10 years in. And had it not been for Bartlesville Art Association, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Do you find yourself, when you're just in, I'll say, experiencing life, watching a film, watching TV, even because I know the Bartlesville Symphony occasionally does a multimedia type of show, and I'll pick on a piece like pictures and exhibition because it's worked around
right.
art pieces, but there's so many others that the visual arts work well with music as a multi-sensory experience. Do you find yourself, I'll say, really saying this is, you know, more important than maybe the rest of the population just because you have an interest and going into the history of it already?
I think people go to the arts, either music or visual arts or theater or whatever, and I think once they're there, they experience it in a different way. I have a daughter-in-law who is a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I love music, but not like she loves music. But I so appreciate it. I think everybody appreciates art. It's what makes us, it's what makes the difference in being alive. So even if you aren't an artist or don't think that you're an artist, you can still appreciate art. And with the Price Tower, we are now looking at architecture as being art and visual arts like oil and watercolor and all of those being arts, but we're also doing other artistic things, and we're really looking at collaborating not just with Price Tower but with all of the artistic places that we have. And we are all grateful for Price Tower, for BAA, and for living in Bartlesville, because we are lucky to have so much art in Bartlesville.
Art Night coming up later this month. We will continue with our discussion with the Bartlesville Art Association coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and continuing our time this morning, members of the Bartlesville Art Association, Amy Jenkins, Deirdre Morgan, and Celeste Cleary, spending some time with us this morning. And Amy, I want to spend a little bit of time on the Art Night coming up. It's 29th, if I got the date right.
You do. It's the 29th, which is a Tuesday night. It's at 6:30 in the evening.
So that'd be 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We want to invite everyone. It's a free event, and we have guest Ross Myers from Tulsa. He's an artist, and he's going to speak about his work and his life, and he's also going to give a demonstration on painting clouds, which is something we have a lot of in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good at it. And he's also going to be teaching classes for us at the Design Center. He has taught a couple sessions for us in the past, and this will be a 10-week session.
He's a great teacher.
He really
is. He's been teaching in Tulsa for over 25 years, and I took one of his classes, just one session last year, and like just drawing, he taught me some techniques to like just take a little outline of some pants and make them look like one leg's going forward and one leg's going backwards. Like, you know, he just really, he's a great, great teacher.
That's right, he is. He's funny too.
Yeah.
So at our Art Night meeting, if you are not a member and you want to find out more about the Art Association, this would be a great event for you to attend. And so we'll have some time when you can have refreshments and mingle with other people and kind of meet people. We'll have some time when a few of the board members will get up and speak, and you can just kind of meet them. And it's one of the few times in the year when the whole club comes together, because we just have a meeting every quarter. And so it's a very good thing to attend.
Now, I know you've got classes, but I want to talk before we get about that. In September, I think you've got an art show coming up at the library?
Yes, we do. The library's invited us to show our work for the month of September. And so we've invited our members to bring up to four pieces, and we'll see if it all fits. And
nothing as large as Rodin's kiss or anything.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We might have some sculpture, and we might have some two-dimensional, three-dimensional pieces, and we'll just see what our response is. And then in October, we're just going to move everything over to the Lion Gallery at the Community Center and have a month-long show over there too. So that's a great way for people to see what we're doing, mm-hmm. and even buy some pieces if they would like to do that.
So at least I'll say some, it may be all, some of the pieces will be for sale?
Yes. Yes, they will.
It depends on the artist.
Sure.
You know,
if they want to, if they want to offer it for sale, they can. And if anybody is interested in the Art Association, probably Art Night, Tuesday, August 29th is a great time to come by. Or our open studios are Wednesday from 1 to 4. And there's something going on at the Art Center just about every, well, I keep calling it the Art Center. That was in Johnston Park.
I think we translate very well.
So it's actually,
it's Price Tower Art Center now, right?
Yeah, well, we call it the Price Tower Design Center.
Okay.
And it's that one-story building just north of Price Tower that used to be...
formerly known as the Annex.
Mm-hmm. It was the Annex. Yeah. It was the OK Mozart offices.
And the IGA.
It was an IGA, and it was a car dealership when the Price Tower was being built. So people have all sorts of memories of that building.
Okay.
And eventually we're going to totally renovate it, but right now it still looks a little office-y mm-hmm. with office furniture and office carpet that, you know, it works. It's a great space.
Well, all things take time and for nonprofits money, so.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And we're a little volunteer organization, so that's a big mountain to climb.
It is. But again, the show at the library, Bartlesville Community Center in October. You probably have things going on year-round, and I would imagine since County Fair is coming up, some of your members will probably have some entries out there.
I would hope so. I haven't heard of anybody. Have you?
No, I haven't, but we should advertise that.
We should. We have so many, you know, there's so many people who are posting their work on Instagram and DeviantArt and all sorts of art, you know, on Facebook. People have Facebook pages. So there's just so much opportunities to show their work digitally, but it's really nice to have it out in the community.
Well, yeah, and I think it's important. I think Deirdre said it pretty well. I kind of relate a lot of things to film, so I'm going to go back to Mr. Harlan's Opus when it was a discussion trying to cut back on the arts in schools. And if you're familiar with the show, you know, you're teaching the kids to read and write, but if you remove all the arts, what will they read and write about? You know, so it's a matter, you know, it's one of those things. There are some upcoming classes, I think starting like next week, something about doll making or something.
Yes. You know, we're branching out. We don't just have drawing and painting. We're trying to appeal to more people. And we have a lady that just made herself available to us, Pepper Hume, a longtime resident. She's teaching a doll making class, and she also teaches gesture drawing. And so we're starting that this week.
Do you
week,
know Pepper?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Pepper is a creative force of nature. She's worked in theater her whole life.
Yes.
She grew up here in Bartlesville.
That was my first connection with her through a theatrical production. So,
oh,
yeah.
I thought so, from the Salty Seniors.
Yeah.
And she's also in Word Weavers. She's a writer. Mm-hmm. She creates, produces, directs, puts on her own puppet shows up at the Heritage Theater in Dewey. She's just amazing. And so we're just so thrilled to have her bringing her creativity to our group. And she's teaching doll making, but it's unique art dolls. So they're going to start with a witch.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make a witch the first time, and then a Christmas angel in the next session.
Wow. Some of the things coming up?
Well, we've got a paper making class coming up starting August 22nd, and August 24th, and August 31st. It's got three sessions in this class, and we will make pulp from shredded paper, and we will add little things to make it special. We can paint on it, we can add sparkly things or little seeds and things like that, just to make something really unique and frameable. But you don't have to draw, and you don't have to, you know, do anything that takes a lot of artistic skill. It's just a fun activity.
If somebody wants to connect with the Art Association, just, you know, they kind of, I didn't even know you were out there sort of thing. How do they connect with the Art Association?
they can go to our website, BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org, and see our website page. It's got a bar with you can go to the calendar, the classes. What else?
And we're also on Facebook.
We are on Facebook, and if you like us, then you can be our friend. Those are the two main ways to connect with us.
We'll just see people August 29th then at the Art Night, and they can connect that way too.
We would love to have everyone that can come.
Thank you very much. Art Association this morning on K1.
Charged with attempting to blow up a bank in downtown Oklahoma City, 23-year-old Jerry Varnell was arrested.